Public hearing, gentlemen. Record will be closed on...
Okay, I'll make a motion for the budget.
Motions are going to come at the end of all three.
Before you get carried away in the motions, I do have my letter from Nanticoke Senior Center.
Hey, I can do that.
Motions will come at the conclusion of all three hearings, as we stated before.
No, it was dated March 16th, matter of fact, and I told them no. So if you're going to include one, I got my letter. Okay? All right, proceed, Mr. Griffin.
The record of this public hearing will be closed. We'll proceed to the next public hearing, which is for the assessment rolls for sewer and water districts. Following this hearing, there will be a separate hearing to establish the annual service charges and rates for sewer and water districts. Is there anyone from the administration who has any form of presentation on the assessment rolls of sewers and water districts?
I would like to explain what the assessment rolls are. They are a record of EDUs, equivalent dwelling units, and front footage per property maintained and available in the utility billing office. This is a record for the basis of the billing for the front foot assessment fee, and these are not sewer rates. These are just the assessment rolls, the record of the EDUs and front footage.
Which one are the, which
is there any member of the public who wishes to be heard on the question of the establishment of the assessment rolls for EDUs and front footage charges on sewer and water districts? Please state your name and your address.
Good morning. My name is Ed Schimler. I live on 2 Windward Way in Dagsboro, Delaware, 19939. And I come this morning to request a motion regarding the 100-foot cap. I'm very appreciative of the Budget Council's continuance of putting in the 100-foot cap. I'd like to see it made permanent. So I have a motion to that effect. I just pass this on to you, sir. I'd like to give this one copy here to Mr. Cole, since he is representative. My motion would be, and I don't know if this is, if I can make that motion.
Before you get there, I don't think we allow you to make motions.
Okay.
Let's get that straight.
Is the proper protocol then that a member of the council make the motion?
We can
submit paperwork.
Yeah, you can submit it, which you've done. And I will pass it down to Mr. Griffin. And
could I hear it?
If a motion is made to answer your question, the member of council would be required to make it.
Okay, that's I gave a copy to
right.
Mr. Cole because I thought maybe he would have to make the motion
right.
for me.
Well, we don't make, we're making motions at the end, right? Not
yes.
Is there, well, what are you asking for? Just for it to be made permanent instead of
yes,
doing
sir.
It each budget year?
Yes, sir. Because it's a very large expense for certain individuals. In my particular case, I felt like it was an unfair cost. Not that the administration did anything wrong, they followed the ordinance, but I am not a user of the piping that we requested a bond for to pay. I'm a quarter mile away from it, but I'm paying a user fee for sewer piping that is used by other people.
You're paying front footage or O&M?
I'm preparing front footage, an assessment for front footage.
Okay.
Now, you understand it takes 3 votes to make something permanent. It also takes 3 votes to make it unpermanent.
Well, I mean, we've done it every year.
It's included in this year's budget, the 100-foot
yes.
cap.
Yes.
So it just takes the vote of voting on the budget to make it each year. What he's trying to say, he'd like to see some permanence.
I'd like to kind of know where
it's not
I
up
stand
and down and you're not
on this each year because... My fees, as I the paper I hand you there, the third page there, is $1,516, almost $17, for the tax assessment in addition to the service charge. That's a very high rate. Without the 100-foot cap, it is extremely high. The 100-foot cap helps immensely, and it's something that it would go on for the next 20 years.
My question when this was brought up, and we've done it every year since it was first done, that once you start it, you can't take it away. And, you know, it would be very difficult because we would fill this room many times over if we went back to the old method of billing everybody the actual front footage. But I'm not in a position to support doing it on a permanent basis because the same three that vote to make it permanent can vote to make it not permanent, as Mr. Phillips said. I think the Budget Committee bears yours and many thousands of people in the county who benefit by this, the need to cap it at 100 feet. And I'm sure that the Budget Committee will continue to do that from year to year.
Well, I appreciate that very much, Mr. Dukes.
I mean, taking it back is going to be difficult, believe me.
Yeah.
I mean, go back and, you know.
Well, I listened to the presentation of the budget. When I first started this, it was made, the money came for the cap reduction, came from the taxes on the transfer taxes. Okay, and that seems to be drying up and other sources of revenue, and it seems like, hey, this may disappear if there's not enough revenues. What I'm just saying is there's an unfair burden on some people. To be in that situation.
But that burden's being addressed in this budget, which is...
For this year.
Yes.
I'm worried about where I stand in future years.
But council has traditionally only approved budgets on an annual basis. Any future council could change any future budget.
That's true, but what I'm saying, if you modify the ordinance does include a minimum assessment footage of 40 feet. I'm just saying also add to that a maximum assessment of 100 feet.
Well, if that were done, it would probably occur in connection with an overall rehaul or rehabilitation or amendments to the overall ordinances dealing with sewer rolls or sewer rates, but probably not on a piecemeal basis. I mean, that's just my thought, but it seems to me the concern you're speaking to is being addressed in this budget.
It is addressed, and I thank you for that.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think you'd be hard-pressed to see it go back to that. Well, and for that reason, I don't think there's support to make it for the three councilmen to vote this morning or five councilmen to make it permanent. Be honest with you.
I don't think we could.
I'm not sure you could legally do that.
We couldn't legally do it.
It's an ordinance anyway.
Yeah, an ordinance.
It's not an ordinance.
It's not an ordinance?
No, it's not an ordinance.
It's a motion, but
it's a policy.
It'd have to be an ordinance to make it in perpetuity until you changed it.
Yeah, change your ordinance, right.
We'd have to draft an ordinance to do it.
Okay.
Yeah. Anything else, sir?
Okay.
But I will say, Mr. Schindler, they actually did cite it under potential
cuts. Yes, sir. I appreciate that very much.
Just to put you, make it sound like you do have reason to be concerned because the staff or somebody has put it in some writing that would be a potential cut. So I share your concern. It was in writing.
Okay.
Even though Mr. Duke says, we can't take it away when we give it to you, after we give it to you. But
I think you can.
I didn't say that, Mr. Well,
I think you did. It's hard for us to take something away, but...
I said it'd be difficult to take it away.
Well, you just cite it here somewhere.
No, don't speak for me. Don't put words, you know.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Anyone else wish to be heard on the sewer rolls for front foot and EDU charges? Let the record show that no one else has to be recognized. The third public hearing is on an ordinance establishing the annual service charges, annual assessment rates for collection and transmission and or treatment and connection charges for all county water and sanitary sewer districts. Is there someone who will make a presentation on that matter?
Yes, sir.